systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
The Jam Hole today is a Wednesday, March 24th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Thank you so much for being with us. Episode 327, the Wednesday night show. Should be watching these at thejamhole.com/live or the Ustream app, of course, /feedback type shit, or give us a call, 406-204-4687. That's the phone number. It will ring and I will answer it and I will say, hello, caller, talk to me. And it will be my mother. And I will say, no, Mom, I'm doing a show right now. I'm busy. Call back. Stop calling on the bat line, please. I call it the bat line.
It's my super secret bat line.
Everything's cooler when you put the word bat in front of it.
No, it's not.
Like me,
really.
Me, for instance, instead of just plain old Matt, I could be Bat Matt. And that would be just awesome.
It would be just gay.
So, real quick, I put the pictures up for the Sandpoint trip at thejamhole.com/pics. You can see those. There's an album in there called Sandpoint Getaway or something like that. And those are the nice pictures we took with the actual camera, not the, you know, as it happened pictures on the Twitter and TwitPic and the forums and all that stuff. So, Guitar Hero Dave says, Bath Mat?
That's what I meant.
That's what I meant. Thank you. But yeah, you can check those out. They came out really good. I'm impressed with that camera. Every time you take pictures with them, like, that is a good camera I got you.
Wow, my girlfriend takes good pictures.
Well, no, because they look good when I take them, too. It's just a good camera.
Okay.
We'd give it to the cat, and we'd be like, wow, those are good pictures. I'm impressed.
Wow.
But yeah, so all that stuff's up there. And like I said, I got some video that I'm going to try and put together sometime this month. So,
right.
And the other big thing, thejamhole.com/contest. You can now go there. The heat is on. The entries are lining up. So make sure you're a member of thejamhole.com/forums. You can go there. /contest gives you all the information and a link to the thread, or you can just go to the forums. You can find it there. It's in everything else. It's a stickied post. And, yeah, all the details are there. The contest is going to end April 15th, since that's Keith's birthday, and that gives you guys a couple weeks to probably, like, what, 2 or 3 weeks, almost a month, to get all your entries in. So
that's enough time, I think.
More than enough. And, I mean, we could end it right now and pick two people, and, you know, but I want to give you guys some more time. And, yeah, I'm really, really digging the entries. We'll read a few of them here. But, yeah, I just want to let you guys know, April 15th is the cutoff date. We will announce the winner on the Friday show after that. That's the day after, so... Get your entries in. We're giving away two autographed What Do We Do Now books from Keith and the girl. They signed them. They sent them to us. They are awesome. So,
absolutely.
Definitely go there and sign up for that. It's free, all that shit, and be a member of the forums, which you should be anyway. This is just, you know, a little something for the forum members. So check that shit out. We had a sweet little power outage I was talking about on Monday.
Yeah.
Remember, I got to work Monday and like all the lights were out and it was chaos.
Yeah, Ashley said that she was getting ready in the morning, getting ready to go to work and take her kids to school and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's fucking in the bathroom getting ready and like doing her hair and shit. And she straightens her hair every morning. It went out right in the middle of her straightening her hair. So only half of her shit was straight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
The other half just like fucking.
Yeah. She's
douche.
Like, fuck it. And ended up just putting it up so nobody could tell. I was like, awesome, dude.
I saw in the news, and you guys want to know what caused the power outage?
Yeah, I know.
That dropped half of the city.
I know. It's so fucked up.
Half of the city. No power, no lights, accidents, cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria, a fucking squirrel, dude.
Crawled into, like, what, a fucking, what do you call them? A fucking...
I don't know.
It's
all I saw was that it said a squirrel caused a power outage. I'm like, notebook,
a squirrel
write
crawled
it down.
Into a fucking power box on one of
things.
Yeah, and it fucking fried everything. In the newspaper, it said the squirrel met his untimely demise or whatever.
Oh, of course he did.
I'm like, oh, man, that sucks.
That's so funny,
squirrel.
Though. I guess, you know, a baguette can drop the LHC, the Large Hadron Collider, so why not? Why can't a squirrel drop half of the city? Here. That's so amazing.
I know, it's so great. I was like, oh my god.
So the other day there's and I always used to see this when I was younger, and I haven't really seen it much lately, but did you ever know people that, like, you have a nice sound system in your car and shit? And I used to have one in my car. Like,
I saw you Twitter about this.
Yeah, at thejamhole.com/Twitter, if you're following me or Danny, you probably saw that. But the girl that was at, so I'm at the gas station and I go in and I gotta find another place to go for breakfast now because the out to lunch place isn't there anymore. So I tried this other gas station that Ryan said they had some, you know, decent breakfast. And I go in there and I get my stuff and I'm checking out kinda in line here, and this little like Mexican kid kinda, but like his face was all messed up, like scars kinda, like from not really acne, but maybe like, I don't know what it was. It just looked weird. Like, he had a rough life is what it looked like. And just, like, kind of G'd up, you know, fucking sagging ass pants, hat, fucking flat brim, stickers still on it, that kind of shit, right? Gets out, and all of a sudden, all you hear is just bass. And, like, I'm all about loud stereos and music and all that shit. It's fantastic. I love it. But I never, that always, like, embarrassed me. You know, like, even when I would pull up to stoplights when I got a little older, I would always turn it down because I just, I don't know, there was something about it that felt wrong, you know, like, I don't even know how to describe it.
I like doing
it just
to old people. It's kind of cool because they look like, oh my God.
But like, you're by
yourself. I would jam out to like ridiculous music, like Aqua or some shit.
God.
Like, horrible
ICP.
Shit. Oh, yeah. Like, ridiculous.
That's
stuff.
What my brother said. He's like, you did too, used to do that because you used to leave me in the car with ICP blaring, you fag. It's like, maybe. But then I grew up and. But yeah, like, you're by yourself. Why would you just leave it really loud like that to go in the store?
Dick.
Like, it's shaking the windows on the store. And the girl at the gas station was like, she checked him out, and then I was in back of him, and she looks at me, and she's like, God, what a douche. I'm like, I know. Why do people fucking do that? It's so stupid. And I don't get it. I don't get it. It's always like a busted-ass car. Like, the stereo is worth way more than the car is, and he probably lives in, you know, a trailer. And I was going to make that comment to the lady, but then I was like, you probably live in a trailer too, so I'm just going to keep quiet on this. But it just stop doing that. If you don't do that anymore, please. It's so unbecoming of you. And it makes me not ever want to talk
They're
to you.
They're just, like, showing off, I guess.
To
like,
what, though?
I don't know.
Look, did you build...
There are a lot of dumb chicks around here, okay? And when a dude gets out, he's kind of Mexican and scarred.
And he
with
shuts the door, and the door falls off his
they
car.
They look at him, and they go, oh, my God. And their pussies get wet, and they go
really?
Follow him. Because they're like, he has money to do that.
No, he doesn't, though. He doesn't at all.
It's all, like, nigger rigged and shit.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, I could see maybe if you built that speaker, like, look what I did. I invented that. Then, okay, you have a pass. But you fucking bought it. You paid somebody to put it in. Like, you had no part in that whole thing except for asking your parents for money to get the system initially. What are you showing off? Look, I know how to participate in capitalism. I worked a dishwasher
job.
I don't know.
And I'm sorry that this guy offended
you. It bugged the shit out of me. And just because he, like, looked all hard and, like, he was packing heat and shit. And it was so stupid.
Should have punched him.
I should have. Maybe next time I'm gonna.
Get your ass kicked by some fucking wig.
So I learned something. I learned something today.
Oh, yeah?
When a guy says, you bring out the best in me. Do you know what that means?
Nope.
That means he just came all over your titties and your stomach. See, now you learned something today, too. When you bring out the best in me, the best is my jizz all over you. You know where I learned that?
A porno?
A fucking porno. This guy was fucking this chick, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna come. And she's like, yeah, come, baby. He's like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna come. And he came all over. He's like, oh, yeah, you bring out the best in me. And I was like, what?
When were you watching
you
that?
You just brought out the best in me all over this fucking toilet paper. That's awesome.
When did you see that?
Last night and today.
And today?
And today.
Like, before I got home today?
Before I hopped in the shower.
Wow, if I'd have got home a little sooner.
I know. You would have got the best of me all over you.
Why do you jerk off so much?
Because
God.
You... Let's talk about this. Why do I jerk off so fucking much?
I was ready to have sex last night, and you got balls deep into some site project shit, so...
Because I was under the impression that you were going to bed because you weren't about having sex.
Well, dude, I, like, stood here naked and, like, stared at you for a minute after I got out of the shower, and then I was like, all right, so I'm gonna go get dressed. And I got dressed, and I came out here, I watched you, like, edit some, you know, photos, and I was trying to, like, I was just waiting for you, basically, dude.
Well,
I put on some lacy stuff.
I didn't know that.
I tried to make it apparent to you.
When did you let me know?
Well, dude, I figured you wanted to, and I figured you were almost done with your stuff. So
I
just went in there to, like, chill and wait for you, and then I fell asleep because you never came in.
Oh, I thought you were just going to bed. See, that's the communication problem.
I left the light on, though.
Well, you always leave the light on, though. Always.
I do not.
Yeah, when you go to lay down, you always leave the light on. Does that mean, communication. If you would have said, hey.
That's because I'm waiting for you. If I leave the light on, I know you're going to be in soon, so I leave the light on for you so you don't trip and stumble over shit.
Amesby says lace means sex. I didn't even see the lace. First of all you would have had to have said was, do you want some of this? And I've been like, yeah, and that would have been it.
Okay,
and you would have brought out the best of me.
Otherwise, besides that, I mean, dude, we've been fucking a lot lately. I still don't get why you have to jerk off all the time.
What's a lot?
Dude, like, what was it? What, 6 out of 7 days or some shit I'd said before?
When was that?
This last week. This whole last week. Just haven't had sex last night and the night before.
And the night before that.
No, just last night and the night before. The only 2 days we haven't had sex in the past 8.
No.
Go look on my calendar.
Are you keeping track of it?
Yeah,
I'm truthfully keeping
track of it. It feels like a lot longer for you because you have... Because
I have to jerk off like 16-year-old. 3 times a day.
Why?
Because I have the libido of a 16-year-old.
Why?
Because I'm awesome.
Why do you have to jerk off all the
because
time?
Because I'm awesome.
No.
Because my balls are awesome.
I don't get it,
Put
man.
Those fuckers to work over time.
You don't need to jerk off all the time.
Well,
are we going to have sex later?
You act like, fuck yeah, we're going to.
Then why did you jerk off?
Because I had time.
What is wrong with you?
I need to have sex at least twice a day is what's wrong with me. Am I a sex addict?
Yes!
Can we have our own TV show now? I'm a sex addict. I need a TV show. I need to.
No, Amesby, it doesn't bother me that he jerks off. It's just he does it all the time.
Yeah, Amesby says he needs to jerk off so he doesn't blow his load in 30 seconds with you. Have I ever blown my load in 30 seconds with you?
Sometimes.
Bullshit. 30 seconds, really?
Like 3 minutes.
Before. Well, yeah, when it's been like 2 weeks and I haven't been jerking off.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, see, Tronstar says if jerking off doesn't affect your sex life, let him have it. That's mine.
Yeah, fine, have it. I don't care.
I do.
It's just, I don't know, like, every time I turn around, you're like, I gotta go jerk off.
I'll jerk off after the show, and then we'll still do it. That's just how I roll.
No, and then it'll take forever.
I have 2 nuts in my sack on each side instead of the normal 1. I have 2. I have 4 nuts. And they are boiling with the best of me.
I want to know, like...
On the best of you.
You, Matt...
Yes.
Jerk off so much, it's like...
I should go to a sperm bank.
That too.
That could be a job. That could be a full-time job.
You get off all the time and you still bug me about sex when we have ample amount of time.
Jerking off is no replacement for sex.
But you're still getting off.
Doesn't matter, though.
Good.
It's not sex.
I thought it does.
No. It helps. It helps alleviate, but you still want to fuck because this, this right here, uh-huh. is not this right here, which is a vagina. Well, it's my fingers, but it's the symbol for vagina.
I don't know. It's just weird that, like, you get the release that you would get at the end of sex.
Right, no, but see, sex is like a whole workout and shit. Jerking off is just the right arm, or left, or both sometimes. And the feet, maybe.
Because sex is like... Because, like, if I were to, like, masturbate and get off and stuff, I wouldn't bug you about sex.
Well, right, but you're different. Because then I wouldn't be horny anymore, you'd be good for the next month. See, I... but no, like, I don't ever break a sweat when I'm jerking off unless I was, like, back in the day and I was high on pills and I was about to rip my dick off because I was just... I just need to come. Fuck. You know, but I don't break a sweat normally. It's Ames just like...
says, yeah, having an orgasm through fingering isn't as good as with a dick, so I assume it's the same.
With a fuck is, I think, what censored is.
Dick, fuck, whatever.
Dick, fuck? What is it? Dick, fuck?
Well, I can't come that way anyway, so I have no idea. But masturbating and having an orgasm for me is the same as having an orgasm during sex. Like, it doesn't...
Well, yeah, but you also don't have two balls. You don't have four balls like I do.
Yeah, somebody had a good point. They said that might be a tumor.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Had a comment on episode 325. I remember we were talking about idiot sightings. Idiots are everywhere. If you don't know that, then you're probably an idiot. Alana says, I have a recent personal example of how idiots touched my life. Of course, you can always comment on the show notes or at thejamhole.com/forums, and, you know, we'll see all that stuff. But one of my bosses is a slumlord, and the tenants that come in to pay their rent are far from the cream of the crop. I will collect rent from those who choose to pay it at the office. I normally do not engage them in conversation beyond the transaction at hand. My boss had recently talked to me about trying to be more engaging with clients, so I decided to pull my shirt off and show them the girls. So I decided to chat up. That would be very engaging, by the way. So I decided to chat up one of the tenants that came to get into the swing of it. As he was writing his rent check date, I commented, "Isn't March the month where they say, in like a lion, out like a lamb?" The tenant stopped writing.
I've never heard that ever.
I've heard that twice now in my life, and it's been within this past week, and that's weird. But I've never heard it before, the first time, Idaho. I think the lady said that in Idaho, I think. Or no, never mind. I know where it was. Never mind. Wasn't in Idaho. It was here. But yeah. The tenant stopped writing, stared at me for a full 5-second beat, then replied, "I don't study astrology." It was then my turn to stare. I said, "Me neither," and handed him his receipt. This is why I will continue to keep the conversation with tenants to, "Hello, here is your receipt, and goodbye." That's so awesome.
Okay.
There, the other day, I totally forgot to mention this. It was weird. She had Twittered something about this dude that came into her office real crazy. And I think she, like, had a picture of it. And that's how I knew. And I was out delivering. And the next stop after I saw that picture, I saw the dude she was talking about.
Really?
And he was so crazy weird, dude. It was like a weird synchronicity that she had just Twittered a picture of it. And I'm, like, holding up my phone and looking at him. And I'm like, that's fucking... Sir, excuse me. Were you just in this place, you weirdo? Huh. All right, so like I said, we got a few entries in already. We're going to read through a few of them here. This is on thejamhole.com/forums. The topic is What Do We Do Now? Autograph Book Contest. And all the rules, you can read them there. Basic stuff, you know, name, gender, all that shit. One post per person. And then, you know, what we're asking of you. So first one, our friend Kyle, male. Let's see. I've been in a relationship for 3 years now, and things are going good, I think. This book would strengthen our relationship, or at least make us laugh about it. When you... God damn it, Kyle. He, like, he copied the actual questions from the thing and then put them in the post, so I'm, like, trying to read through to get to his stuff here. So, yeah. Oh, and then the part where it's, like, include anything else you think might help you win... whatever I said there. Says, I've gotten a few people at work to listen to the show. No donations, but have known Matt for a long while now. Many memories from the house by GPIA. That's all I got. Hag Planet entered. He's male. Lack of girlfriend right now. Having trouble with the, quote, only a friend issue. Which I do believe is answered in the book.
Yeah,
he says,
so.
And if I get a girl, I always drive them away. Couldn't imagine why.
Probably because you're crazy.
Right. Gotten at least two people to watch the show. One continues to listen via podcast. Doug entered. He says, male, married for 15 years, three kids, and a mortgage. Vote each month on PCA for Jamhole, Big Mouse, KTG. I tune into the live shows when I can and try my hardest to get Danny to say,
fuck you, Doug.
Fuck you, Doug. My situation is similar to Matt's in that I don't get enough sex in my relationship. .. But it's a bit worse for me. .. We haven't had sex in about 3 years. Enough said. Sad smiley face. Oh my god. 3 years?
Tronstar says to make sure you refresh your page because she just entered.
Oh, okay. 3 years?
Yeah, that's a long time. I've waited 7 months.
That hurts my balls.
Before breaking up with the dude finally.
What's that?
I went 7 months in a relationship not having sex before I finally got pissed and left him.
Why? Like, what? I don't understand that. Like, is
we
there
were
just
always constantly not happy with each other, and we tried to make it work, and it just didn't work, and I never felt that way towards him again. And
really?
I just couldn't bring myself. It wasn't romantic anymore. It wasn't attractive. Nothing.
Amesby says, what? He wins. Oh, shit. But I don't, like, isn't there, what kind of conversation happens before 7 months or even 3 years? Like, the end of the first year, like, so it's my birthday, and she's like, got a headache. And then Valentine's Day rolls around, he's like, so it's Valentine's Day, got you flowers and stuff, I have a headache. Okay. Like, where is the breakdown?
See, you
in
gotta,
that?
Like, wait for Christmas and then bring her fucking Advil.
That's awesome.
Got
Advil. Advil and a fleshlight.
She's like, I got a headache. Be like, I'll wait.
You take this and I'm going to take this and we will go our separate ways.
Right.
But yeah, that, like, I don't even know what the longest I've gone without sex while being in a relationship. Obviously, you know, when you're single, that's one thing. But when there's somebody there, when
what
you
is the
have
the longest that you've ever gone without sex in a relationship or not?
I don't know. Probably like actual sex. Like, yeah. We're not counting jerking it and stuff. Probably
right.
Like a month, I'd say.
That's it?
That's it. That's retarded. 31 long, grueling days? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, dude.
I can, like, when you have access to a pussy and it's right there, like, that's retarded.
Dude, I have gone years.
I'm going to need a picture of your wife, Doug, because maybe I'm not getting something here. Like, maybe he sends a picture. I'm like, oh, well, you know, that makes sense. I'm sure she's a lovely person, though. Lovely. But, like, 3 years. I don't know, dude. That blows my mind. Anyway, the original Tink, female, just married. Hey, happy, what do you say when they get married? Oh, game over.
Oh, yeah.
No, happy whatever it is. On February 14th, oh, Valentine's Day.
Yay.
My husband and I are goofy, fun-loving people like Matt and Danny. We could totally use this book for our own humor and probably to learn a little something or two about our relationship. We've had our ups and downs, like most any couple. Now being married is bringing up its own batch of issues. I found the Jam Hole from Keith and the Girl, and now I'm totally hooked on both podcasts. I'm a recently new member of the forums, but I'm on the Jam Hole forums pretty much every day, and I'm looking forward to being more involved in the Jam Hole as much as possible. Tink. Then we have Red Fox, male, single, and looking. Why do I want this book? Matt, I've been a frequent caller to your show. Many times when I've called, you've derailed my call to ask me what you should do with your relationship. I am an asshole. It's hard to give good advice when you haven't had professional training from Keith and the Girl. Also, there's much relationship drama in my group of friends. I end up being the guy everyone calls. Please help me remove the drama from my life and yours by presenting me with this book. Thanks, Red Fox. That sucks, though. I've been that guy. Like, I just broke up with my boyfriend. Oh, you mean the one I told you that was a bad idea and you should date me instead? But now you're calling me to complain about it.
Friend.
And I'm going to tell you what's wrong and how to fix it, and you're still not going to date me. Fuck you, bitch. Click. God, if I would have had four balls back when I was younger. Oh, man. I'd still have a heart, I'll tell you that. Okay. And the last one for tonight here, Tronstar writes in, hey, it's Tronstar, and last time I checked, I was a female. Well, you might want to check again, honey. I live with the boyfriend, and check him, too. So obviously I'm taken, obviously. I think I should be picked to win the Keith and the Girl book because it will take time away from my WoW addiction, and I'm sure it will help me be a better mother. I gotta go on a boss fight.
Nice.
Wow. So great replies so far. Keep them coming in. Of course, you guys have till April 15th. And like I said, we will announce the winner on the Friday show. The April 15th is a Thursday, of course, and then Friday. So
yeah, keep them coming. You got time.
God, I can't wait to bring out the best of me.
If you say that
was
I'm going to punch you.
That was the weirdest thing. Like, look, there's the best of me all over the best of you. Just
ew. Ew.
Oh, Lord. All right. Well, moving on here. We got a top 10. This is pretty awesome. This is called From Rags... Or, excuse me. I knew I was going to fuck that up. All right. Take two.
Okay.
Action. We got another top 10 list here. This all one's right. called From Riches to Rags. 10 Celebrities Who Went Broke.
All right.
And that's... That, I love that, because, like,
you were on top.
So much money, and what did you do with it all? And I'm sure we can all figure out what they did with it as we go through this list. Number one here, of course, the late, great Willie Nelson. Wait, is he dead yet?
No.
Oh, okay. He looks like it. Willie Nelson owed the IRS $16.7 million in 1990. In order to get on the road again. Because that was one of his songs. God, you
On
were...
the Road Again?
Wasn't that one of his songs? On the Road Again.
That's Bob Seger, buddy.
On the Road
And Metallica.
Again. Then what? Well, did Willie Nelson do it first?
Wait, that's Turn the Page. Okay.
Wow, dude. I
no,
don't,
well, it's
I
the
don't,
same lyrics. He's like, on the road again, turn the page.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with his body of
he
work.
He might have a song called On so, the Road Again, I'm not
yeah,
sure.
I'm going to go ahead and just say, yeah, he did. Was that him? Everyone in the chat's laughing. What? Is that Willie Nelson? Because I've no idea. I've never... you want to know the extent of my Willie Nelson knowledge? He was in Half Baked. That's all
That's
I know.
That's all you
That's
know about
all
Willie
I know,
Nelson?
Dude. That's it. And he never wore condoms.
He sang this song called Good Old Boys.
You know how much a condom cost back then? Hell, I don't know. We never used the damn things.
He was in Dukes of Hazzard.
Was he?
At the end.
That was a horrible movie, by the way.
He went in and he was smoking meat and shit in the smoker, and like they all walked into the smoke shed and fucking toked up. And then...
Huh.
Yeah, he was Uncle Jesse.
Oh, was that him?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. I'd say I'm going to go back and watch that again, but I won't. So, how do you get to owe the IRS $16.7 mil? That's so much. I mean, I guess it's...
says, who's Willie Nelson?
Exactly, right?
Oh, my God.
He had his time. It was in the 40s, but he had it. So, in order to get on the road again... He released the album The IRS Tapes, Who Will Buy My Memories. All proceeds went to paying off his debt to the government. Do you think with one album he could raise $16.7 mil? I don't think so.
Nah.
I'm going to say he fell short by about $16 mil.
He's got a lot of fans.
Oh,
though,
absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. But that's a lot of money for one album sale. I don't know. What's a normal, like, what was, I don't know, what was a pop? What was Kanye's last album sales? Like, how much did he, is that possible? 16.7 for one?
I don't know, dude.
That's crazy. And, like, out of all the people to owe money to, the IRS is not on my top 10 list. So, the next person here, of course, Mike Tyson. I saw that name pop up in the chat. Tyson had earned over, are you ready?
Ready.
$300 million!
Damn.
During his career as a boxer, but jewelry, mansions, cars, limos, cell phones, parties, clothing, motorcycles, and Siberian tigers.
Oh, God.
You bought a Siberian tiger so you could box it, I bet.
Oh, my God.
I was ecstatic, Chuck. I was so ecstatic.
That's like flagrant spending. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's coming from nothing. You're a big, tough guy, so you made a lot of money boxing.
Ooh, it's shiny. I want it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ooh, pretty shiny things. I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Ooh, a tiger. You have nothing left, and that's why I heard
there's no regard for saving money at all.
Yeah, no, not at all. And you would think that you would have, I guess if you don't have enough sense to do that, you don't have enough sense to hire like some sort of financial manager to deal with that. Like, hey, it is your sole job, your one and only job, to make sure that I am not broke by the time I'm done boxing. Okay? That is your one and only job. I would hire somebody.
Yeah, absolutely,
for sure.
Because
I know me. I know me. You know?
Yeah.
Not even the best of me. I know the all right of me and the worst. And I know I would not handle that much money well.
Yeah, no.
I would take all of our fans on trips just nonstop. Like, I wouldn't even give a fuck, dude. We would buy Amsterdam and kick everybody out and be like, this is Jamholia now.
You're not going to have enough money to buy Amsterdam, okay?
One day. You watch. You wait. When all these young college kids go on to make great things of themselves, they're going to remember us and how we helped kill time while they were supposed to be studying for a test that they may have failed. And they're going to thank us by going to thejamhole.com/donate and dropping millions on us. On these fools. That's right.
I can't even pay my car payment, and I asked for donations last show, and I haven't seen a damn thing
you
yet.
You bought
so.
A fucking Siberian tiger? You dumb N-word. What the fuck are you thinking? You're gonna box forever, right? Because, you know, you're all there. You fucking idiot. Unbelievable.
Cat's licking her asshole.
That's awesome.
Just like, you know.
Can we get a close up of that? There you go.
There you go.
Cat porn. Lick that fucker.
Yeah.
Hey, bring that fucker over here.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so yeah, in 2003, he had to file for bankruptcy thanks to a colorful variety of debts, including $13.4 million to the IRS. Wow, IRS. That's where you want to be.
Pay your taxes.
You want to work for the IRS because it is guaranteed job security.
No
guaranteed.
Shit.
So they caught up with him a $9 million divorce settlement to his ex-wife, Monica Turner. From 95 to 97, he spent $9 million in legal fees, $230,000 on pagers and cell phones.
Are you serious?
I thought my bill sucked, dude. Fuck. You got to be paying all your bitches' bills for that much money. Like, that's crazy, dude. And pagers are so cheap. What the fuck are you doing? That's probably code for I bought another tiger.
That's code for I went and got drugs.
Yeah, no shit. Disposables?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh,
what's your
God.
Name, sir? Mike Tip Toy T. I'm not Mike Tyson.
Right.
I was ecstatic. I used to love that bit on In Living Color when Tommy Davidson would come out like him. Or it was David Alan Greer because he kind of looks like him. He'd come out. He's like, I was ecstatic, Chuck. I was ecstatic.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was so ecstatic, Chuck. It was so great. Then he spent $410,000 on a birthday party. In June of 2002, he owed $8,100 to care for his tigers. And $65,000 for limos, of course, for his tigers, you know.
God.
Moving on, the next celeb here that is broke as a joke, Kim Basinger. You wouldn't know that, right? She was hot stuff, man. I remember the first thing I really remember her in vividly was Batman, the very first one. And she was Vicky Vale. Vicky Vale. She was so hot in that movie. Oh, and I was younger, but fuck,
I don't
dude.
Really remember, dude.
I can see her being a broke ass now. But You were in 8 Mile. That had to... I mean, and that was, I guess, not that recently.
I did not watch that because it looks stupid.
It was all right. I like Eminem, so it was cool.
I like Eminem also, but yeah.
The Yeah, I get what you're saying. Basinger was one of Hollywood's highest earners in the late 80s. So, of course, she decided to buy the entire town of Braselton, Georgia. It had Herta for 20 mil.
Fuck.
Why? In Georgia? Really?
Why do you want to buy a town?
You should be dating Mike Tyson because you're a fucking idiot also. But, like, I understand. Cool. Let's go buy a town. No worries. In fucking Georgia? Braselton? Wow.
I've never even heard of that place.
Okay, the only way I'm going to give you a pass on this is if that's where you're from.
Right.
Okay, Kim? If you were born in Braselton, Georgia... then okay. But 20 million, dude, I don't think there's any town in Georgia worth 20 million.
I don't know.
Maybe Atlanta. Hatlanta.
Atlanta?
Hatlanta is what it's called.
Atlanta.
Hatlanta. So that's pretty awful. Braselton didn't turn out to be the fruitful tourist attraction she had been hoping for.
What?
What? What is there, dude, besides you now because you're broke as fuck? Like, what? Is that where the ball of twine is? I don't get it. I do not understand that. Then she had, in 93, made another foolish move and was sued for backing out of a film she had agreed to star in, a controversial movie called Boxing Helena, about a surgeon who kidnaps and amputates the limbs of the woman he is obsessed with. Sounds like that movie Trunk.
Yeah.
Minus
that would cut off your legs. You can't go anywhere.
That would have been a lot better. If you would have done that.
I went to Movie Gallery with Ashley to find some more True Blood episodes or whatever. And I saw Trunk on one of the new release shelves.
New release?
Yeah.
How long ago did we watch that?
I don't know, dude. But it was horrible. Ashley and I'm like, that is a horrible movie.
Was it like... did it look like it was... was it being sold or rented as, like, this is a top hit? Or was it, like, down in, like, the nobody looks
at
shelf?
No, it was on, like, one of the regular shelves. Like,
really?
On the outside wall.
That was, like, not even a B movie. That was, like, a C minus.
And, like, the front picture is the girl, like, opening the trunk.
Really?
And the dude standing, you know, in the front of the car.
It looks cool, too, huh? Like, if you saw the case, you would get home and be fucking pissed, dude. I'd be pissed.
Sucked.
Pissed. That's false advertisement. Now I'm pissed.
Yeah, they should just burn that.
Yeah, probably. I burned my copy. And when I say burn, I mean deleted, emptied, recycle bin. She quit that 4 weeks before shooting. She was forced to sell Braselton for just $1 million. Any math whizzes, what is the loss, the margin of loss on an initial 20 million investment that you turn around and sold for 1 million. See, I think no one told her that the idea is to buy low and sell high. See, I think what she did was bought high and sold low. And I think she's confused.
Yeah.
$1 million?
So
you bought it for 20 and sold it for one. Oh my god, dude. That's amazing. And I saw, I don't know where it's at now, but I saw someone in the chat said she was born in Georgia. Not sure if it's Braselton or not, but yeah.
I don't know.
So that's pretty sad, dude. Because she was so hot and like respectable. Like she was a really good actress, you know? And now it's like, fuck, dude. Come on. Come on. She was forced to declare herself bankrupt in order to settle the $8 million claim. A costly divorce from her first husband, makeup artist Ron Britton, did not help matters much either. Next person on our list here. Wow, I didn't see this coming. Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye?
Broke as a joke. I'd like to say because of crack, but I'm going to say probably not. Let's see. Besieged by, of course, you guessed it, tax problems. Are there no accountants in Hollywood?
I don't know, but they need to fucking hire someone to point them to, like, new stars and shit.
I know.
Like
don't
people that get new money or whatever.
Don't end up like these dumbasses.
Right. Be like, here, don't do what Mike Tyson and this bitch did.
And I can understand, like, taxes and shit, it's tricky, especially if you're, you know, a dumb fucking actor or musician or whatever. Maybe you don't have big brains because you're a boxer and your head's been knocked around one too many times. But we have people that do that. Like, they went to school and then they went to college and they were so fucking retarded that they're like, I'm going to work as an accountant. And now that's what they do. And you would think that, I don't know, dude, if I was dealing with anything over, you know, a few $100,000, I'm going to hire an accountant to make sure that I keep those, you know, monies that I've accumulated.
Right.
Because it is. It's seriously. Like, the IRS, man, they'll fuck you. One false move, and boom. All of a sudden, you owe them more than what you've ever made in your life somehow, you know? Like, hire a fucking accountant, dude.
Or maybe just save some fucking money.
What are you spending? I know the living in the limelight is fun and all that, but you have so much money, dude. You could take half of that and still party like a rock star. I had, like, not even a tiny fraction of how much money you guys have made, and I partied like a fucking rock star. I mean, come on, dude. It's not that hard. And you guys have way more. You could have easily planned ahead to make sure that this didn't happen.
Dude.
This is poor planning on your part. So he was besieged by tax problems and drug addictions. The Let's Get It On singer filed for bankruptcy way back in 79 and then moved to Hawaii, where he lived in a bread van and began working on his album in a bread van down by the river. Wanky wank. Mm. And I guess he was working on a album called In Our Lifetime. Has that come out yet?
Yeah, I haven't heard of it.
Charlie Clown says, the IRS has Brad Pitt to eat your peanut butter and break your daughter's heart. I know, dude. That's true. Death and Taxes, right? What movie was that from? Meet Joe Black. Thank you.
Saw it.
Really?
Really?
It's a cool movie. Next one on the list, Jerry Lee Lewis. Who? Who's that?
I recognize it.
Goodness,
but I don't know.
Gracious, great balls of fire!
Oh, are you serious? That guy?
Fuck yeah, that guy.
Oh, God.
Wait, Michael J. Fox? No, Jerry Lee Lewis. He did the original. In 75, the IRS, of course. Come
on. The IRS is killing
some
people, man.
I'm telling you, dude. Death and taxes, man. Hold on, though. I have a question.
Okay.
How the fuck is our country such a broke-ass piece of shit when you guys, just in these, what, four, five, six people we've talked about, over $50 million. Where's the money going, guys? Oh, the war. We're still in a war. Did you know that? We're still in a war.
A recession, you know, with no money. And, yeah. Sorry.
A war. Do you know there is a war going on right now that we have been in for the last
fucking over by now.
20 years? Or so.
Is that not over yet? Because
I guess not. Have we populated the Middle East yet?
Probably.
Have we renamed it? Open up a new textbook for social studies or geography and let me know if the Middle East is now called New Middle America. Because
right?
I called that about 2 years ago and I said that that's what we were doing there, really.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
So, yeah, they fucking took his shit, man. The IRS back in 75 took most of the rock and roll legend's personal property for back taxes. Once again, could have easily been handled with a accountant. In 88, he filed for bankruptcy with $3 million of debts and no assets. And no ass.
That sucks, dude.
Next on the list, the great Burt Reynolds. Wow, dude, really?
Burt Reynolds?
He is a furry motherfucker. This is a disgusting picture of him. He's like naked on a fucking bearskin rug. Come on, Burt, really? You disgusting. You can almost see.
Yeah.
He's tucking it, totally. Look at him. He's tucking it with his arm. Look at it. Look at it.
I see it.
Thank you. All right, thejamhole.com. I'll post the link to this in the show notes. You guys can see what's going on here.
That's disgusting, dude.
So Reynolds, he declared bankruptcy back in 96 with $6.6 million in assets and $11.2 million in debts. That's weird. 1996 with $6.6. $6.6. Is he the devil? I don't know.
He's hairy enough.
fucking A is. He owned mansions, a helicopter, and a lavish Florida ranch, bad investments in two restaurant chains in the late 80s and 90s, as well as a falling off in his box office clout, were major factors attributing to the bandit's financial bust. In the end, excuse my disgusting face. In the end, he had to sell his trademark mustache at auction to help pay his bills. You had to sell your mustache. That's how broke you were. That's fucking sad.
That's awesome.
Fucking sad. Sold his mustache. He got to keep his $2.5 million Florida estate, however, a shining example of how bankruptcy proceedings go too easy on the wealthy. Next one, MC Hammer. It's Hammer
yeah.
time.
Can't
you
touch
may.
It.
That's right. It. Oh wait, they have a better one. Ready?
Ready.
It seems the Hammer did have to pray just to make it today. Come on, because that's how it saw. You have to pray, pray. That's why we fucking pray, pray. You got to pray just to make it today. I said we pray, pray. That's why we pray, pray. Do you
okay.
remember that song?
No, not really.
It was a horrible music video. So, yeah, he amassed debts of $13 million and filing for bankruptcy in 96 also. Some of his expenses included his modest California home, complete with two pools, cinema, tennis courts, and 17-car garage. Of course, he also bought a helicopter, several racehorses, and a sound system that required 22 miles of wiring.
Oh my god.
That's a fucking sound system,
no
man.
No shit,
that's
dude.
Crazy. Not to mention the solid gold chains for his four pet Rottweilers.
What?
Oh, well, there went the little last bit of respect I had for Hammer. Hammer now juggles several careers as a rapper. I wouldn't call it a career. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's kind of over.
He has a rap career as much as I have a rap career, I would say.
Yeah.
TV presenter and preacher to support his family of six.
How does that feel? You're an equal with MC Hammer.
You know, I'd like to say that it feels good, but it only brings a tear to my eye. Only does.
Yeah.
I'm going to write a song in remembrance of him. An
okay.
ode to the Hammer.
Oh, God.
I'll name it Hammer Time. Anyway, moving on here. Gary
might just jump on that and sue you to get some money
back.
Yeah,
probably.
So be careful.
I'll be like, you should know this, son. You can't sue. Nothing from nothing is nothing. All right, Gary Coleman next on the list here. Of course,
Gary
we all
Coleman?
Knew he was on here. He's a broke. He's a troubled man. He is a troubled individual.
Okay.
He's got anger problems. This fool is crazy. And I guess I would, too. Like, if my whole life I was this big and people tried to put me in their pockets and shit, I'd be like, quit it! I can walk. Fuck. But that and the fact that, you know, everybody comes up to him is always like, what you talking about? He's like, no, I'm not talking about anything. Let me alone.
Right.
What you talking about? Oh, look, he's cute. I'm going to put him in my pocket. Ah, stop it! Get off of me.
Poor little guy.
The ones be like, I know, right? You just want to, like, be like, poor little guy. He's like a 48-year-old child. That's weird.
Yeah.
The once beloved highest paid TV child actor from Different Strokes filed bankruptcy in 99. You know the funny thing?
Huh?
He lasted longer than anyone else we've read about so far. Everyone else was 96 or earlier.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what that says, but something to think about. In 99, citing $72,000 in personal debts. Not too bad. Times were rough for Coleman, and perhaps it was the financial stress that led him to punch a woman while working as a security guard. In order to dig himself out of his financial hole, he became the beneficiary of an internet charity that auctioned off items such as his spatula, sofa, purple bowling ball, size 4.5 bowling shoes, and wow, and his self-described yellow pinstriped pimp suit.
Nice.
I bet that fetched a lot of money or none at all.
Who the fuck is going to buy it?
I don't know. Mini-me? Maybe. I don't know. Who else is going to buy it? Some mother for her child, maybe? I don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe.
My child needs a new yellow pinstripe pimp suit.
Yes.
He even held. Yeah. He even held a contest in which the grand prize was a Christmas shopping spree, with Coleman serving as the winner's shopping elf.
Wow.
You've hit rock bottom, sir. When you, oh man, you know you're tiny and you're like, all right, if this is the only way I'm going to get out of it, I will be your shopping elf. God damn it. Only if you say, what you talking about? Oh, no, no God. Deal. Ah, put me down. Going in my pocket. All right, next one here. A couple more. These are the last two. Judy Garland.
Who? Judy Garland?
She was like a really beautiful actress, like way back in the day, like black and white movies, right? It sounds familiar. Or was she a singer? Who was Judy Garland? Anyone in the chat? I don't know. A combination of tax debts. She owed several $100,000 to, of course, you guessed it, the IRS.
Boom.
And the demise of the Judy Garland show left the singer, she was a singer, struggling financially. She died of an accidental drug overdose back in 69 at the age of 47. Yeah, dude. So if she was 47 in 1969, yeah, she was born in like the 20s.
MDS says Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that was her. Oh, I thought she looked kind of familiar. I've never really like watched the original like the whole way through. It just
really,
yeah. I mean, I've watched it as far as like with Pink Floyd and eating acid, but that was about
it. You've never actually watched
it? Yeah, no.
It's pretty good.
I mean, I know the story. Like, I know the whole story.
It's funny though now because like you can go back and you can see all the mistakes that they made. Like,
how so?
There's a few mistakes. Like, there's people in the background, like, you can see walking around that are supposed to, like, not be there. And, like, I don't know. There's just, you can just see it. I'd have to watch it and point
like
it out to you.
Like, boom mics and shit?
No.
Like, boom mics in the shot kind of thing?
Like, extras and stuff that weren't supposed to be in that
just
particular
wandering
scene.
Really?
Yeah, shit
and
like that.
They didn't, like, reshoot it or something?
No. Nope.
Like, okay, we're going to have to do that one again. Get the Oompa Loompas out of the shot.
No, it's, like, way in the background
the flying monkeys.
To where you really wouldn't be able to notice unless you're looking for
oh,
it.
Oh, like, really, really, like, oh, like, pause it, there it is.
Yeah.
Type of thing, right.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a few things in that movie, though. It's like, huh.
Anyone want to wager a guess who the last person on this list is? I'll give you a hint. He's dead now. Anyone.
He's dead?
Anyone.
Is he recently dead?
Kind of. Amham says the mother of Liza Minnelli. I don't know why that's funny, but it is. Michael Jackson.
I was going to say that,
Michael,
but he didn't
oh, Cobra. Cobra 666. He was on it. Nice.
I wasn't sure, though, because like he didn't go
and
broke.
We all know. Yeah, he went close to being broke.
He died before he went totally
broke. I
don't
think
so.
He ever claimed bankruptcy. I think they were really close, but then he died. And that's,
yeah.
I remember, because wasn't that the main reason he was doing that latest concert that never finished because he died before?
I don't know.
He was trying to do that because he was getting broke. Because, you know, all the lawsuits. Well, here, I'll read it. On his death in June, it was reported that Michael Jackson was in $400 million worth of debt.
Wow.
$400 million.
That's a lot of money.
Dollars
dude.
Worth of debt. Kind of makes our problems seem a little insignificant.
What could I possibly buy that would put me $400 million into debt?
Oh, Georgia and probably Florida and everything in between and Alaska, probably.
Right.
And the Statue of Liberty. And the...
Just keep reading and tell me what he bought.
A Neverland ranch to maintain.
Oh, yeah.
The singer spent $35 million improving the property, which featured two railway lines, two helicopter pads, its own fire department, a zoo, and a plethora of amusement park-style rides, a dungeon with fucking little kids chained up, a Jesus juice... excuse my face. Making machine. 75 cars, lavish gifts such as the $637,000 necklace he bought Elizabeth Taylor, made for some of his outrageous expenses. He was also reported as having spent $25,600 a month on, quote, medical needs, end quote. That's
wow.
So, this is why the Nollies Undead says a little boy blowjob room. That's what I was trying to say. Thank you. This is why shit's all fucked up also on top of, you know, all the other shit we talk about.
Right.
Because there's people out there buying $500,000 necklaces. Like, in
yeah.
a society today, in a modernized society such as we find ourselves living in today, is that necessary? It seems like such a waste, right?
Absolutely, dude.
Over
what the fuck is wrong with just making a cool hemp necklace?
I know.
I don't get it. I know. Good.
It just seems like there's such frivolous crap that people are spending money on, and if we could maybe take some of that and redistribute it just a little bit, you know, we'd be all right. But we don't, because you have to give that necklace to Elizabeth Taylor, who's dead now, isn't she? She's old. I don't know. That's fucking retarded. That
and he
pisses
he
me
had
off.
Like some medical addiction where like he I had know. To have plastic surgery all
this
the time.
Is the only man that has me beat in a fucking bad habit like that. He beat me, I guarantee it.
I mean, and he's dead now. How could he even be addicted to it? I don't understand. Because
I know,
like,
it wasn't.
You get worse every time you come out of the hospital.
It wasn't an opiate either. Like, no. That shit he was on was some fucked up, like, what was it, phenolphthalein or some shit? It was like anesthesia and that kind of shit. Like, yeah. Serious knock you out juice.
I don't know. Well, and he was also addicted to plastic surgery. Dude.
You can't
like, he had
sleep.
To go and keep doing that shit. And I'm like,
and maybe
dude,
that had something
to
do with
to
it.
You have to realize that you should stop doing this because you're looking worse every time you come out. And I could see being addicted to it if every time you came out, you look amazing or 20 times better than you did before.
I know,
but
right?
But he's not looking better every time he came out. It was like, dude, you look like you're dead.
And seriously, like, he said he always had problems sleeping at night, right?
Yeah.
If you did half of the fucked up nasty shit that this man did, you wouldn't be able to sleep at night either. I figured it out. That's why he had to be put down every night and then revived in the morning.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't live with his fucking self. That's why. You guys don't know nothing. Unbelievable. So much money just wasted every day. And, like, we could totally use that and do something productive with it. Like, oh, I don't know, break through some fusion technology or something. Something
dude,
that would further.
Dude, it's around, like, $600 to put you out.
Unbelievable, dude.
To have an anesthesiologist there to watch you.
Every day.
Night.
Right, night.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, to have all that equipment and all that shit there, dude, that's way too much.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. Anyway, all right. Well, moving on. So it looks like in California, they are putting the pot back on the ballot for November. California voters will decide this November whether to legalize and regulate adult recreational use of the weed. As the Secretary of State today certified that a Bay Area-based effort to put the issue on the ballot has collected enough signatures to do so. No shit, dude. We collected enough signatures the last 5 fucking times.
Right?
We went out collecting fucking signatures. Oh, you want us to do it again? And then we'll vote on it again?
Oh,
and then,
okay.
And then we'll go get more signatures, and then we'll all vote again. Really? Nothing gets done, huh? Imagine that. Well, maybe this time it's sounding like this is the fucking for real time. If this passes, weed is legal for recreational use for adults, and they're going to tax it, and it's going to get California out of the negative Ghost Rider. Did you burp?
No.
Or fart?
Can you smell that? Someone's burning shit.
Oh, shut the window. Thank you, fuck faces, for burning shit again in front of where I live. Appreciate that. I didn't smell it until you mentioned it, and now I totally smell it.
Dude, it's horrible, man. And they're like burning used condoms or something.
Burger says cooking meth? Yeah, probably.
Ugh, dude, it smells like shit. I fucking hate that.
I know.
And I can't even, I smoke, and I can't handle that smell. When I go outside to smoke, and I smell that, I don't even want to finish my fucking cigarette because it's fucking disgusting.
That'll help. That'll help you. That smells good. So, yeah, that's pretty awesome, though, because
yes,
you know what?
Theon, they are literally burning shit. We live in Montana, and it's burning season, and people like to burn their extra brush. But some people are assholes and like to burn tires and plasticware.
Nasty.
And they're just garbage. Like, they're household garbage they take outside and throw it in the brush and burn it.
Maybe there are cooking meth. Maybe Burger's right. You don't know.
Yes,
and
feces.
That's right.
Yes, that's
Mike
correct.
And feces.
It probably is feces.
So what I was
going to
say
like
is that this is awesome because we've read about this many times that marijuana doubles California's number 1 and 2 cash crop, doubles how much that would bring in. Mm-hmm. This will get them out of debt. I know that that will happen, guaranteed. So California does this, it'll be a hint to other states and probably more so at the federal level to look at
they're
it and be
see
like
it and be like, holy shit.
Well, they're gonna see how much money they're making. They're gonna see how little crime there is because everyone's stoned now. I mean, everyone's stoned as is, but now, you know,
it's legal and nobody has to go around the corners to do it.
Exactly. It's gonna cut it's such a good thing. I can't believe that it's taken this long to get it done, you know. If passed, California would have the most comprehensive laws on legal marijuana in the entire world. Marijuana reform advocates say opponents are confident they will easily defeat the measure. Really, opponents? Because you'll just be like, nope, vetoed, done, next. Gay marriage? Nope, vetoed, done, next. Oh, you mean you want us to do what you the people say, not what we... Oh, fuck. We've been doing what we wanted to do. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you elected us to just run shit. You want us to actually listen to you the people? Oh, fuck. Oh. We're sorry. Hey, yeah. That's my bad. I will start listening after you reelect me next time. I promise.
Okay.
No, I promise. I promise.
Jesus Christ.
For sure this time, right? So the vote will be the second time in nearly 40 years that people in the Golden State will decide the issue of legalization, though the legal framework and cultural attitudes surrounding marijuana have changed significantly the past four decades. If Californians pass the measure, it would be the first in the nation to do so, as similar efforts in other states all have failed. Have there really been? I've been seeing that we've been pretty successful.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just go from zero tolerance policy, like say in a state like Nevada, to completely legalize. You gotta take it in baby steps. You gotta get the fucking, you know, take it to the medical front and be like, these sick and dying people need their medicine so that the rest of us can smoke fucking pot. Okay.
Yeah.
And well, right, you can tax it too and get your little fucking deficit taken care of while we're at it. Unbelievable. Backers needed to collect at least 433,971 valid signatures of registered voters, and the Secretary of State said they met that threshold. If voters approve the ballot measure, it will become legal for Californians 21 and older to grow and possess up to an ounce of weed under state law. Local jurisdictions could tax and regulate it or decide not to participate. Yeah, right. We're going to go through all this trouble and you're going to tell me you don't want your cut? Yeah. Right. We'll see. So, marijuana would continue to be banned outright by federal law, of course, but who gives a shit about that? Current state law allows a person with doctor's approval, of course, to have the weed, and you guys know the rest. So, yeah, I'll put a link to this in the show notes if you want to read more about it. Pretty cool, though. November, California, make it fucking happen. You make it happen, the rest will follow. I guarantee it. Moving on. Did you know that you could build a nuclear bomb?
No.
Well, let me educate
you. Would you like to tell me how?
Let me school you.
Step by step, how to build your own nuclear bomb.
Building a nuclear weapon has never been easier. NATO's Michael Ruhla provides step-by-step instructions for going nuclear, from discreetly collecting material to minimizing the fallout when caught. These simple steps have worked for the likes of Israel, Pakistan, and North Korea, among others. The nuclear club is open to your country, too. That's what Jamholia needs next. We need nuclear weapons, son. Fuck yeah. You get nuclear weapons? Then people listen to you. You watched 24 with me last night. What happens when you get nukes? People listen, huh?
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Tired of being bossed around? Yeah. Want your neighbors to treat you with more respect? Fuck yeah. Want to play in the majors? Fuck yeah. If so, you have to have your own nukes. This
Whoa,
is so awesome.
Dude.
Impossible? Not really. Granted, if your country is a signatory of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, or the NPT, as most countries are, the constraints on your bomb building are considerable. Inspections by the International Atomic Energy Agency are difficult to circumvent, and the IAEA can no longer be fooled as easily as in the 80s when it failed to uncover Saddam Hussein's military nuclear program in Iraq, despite regular inspections. The IAEA's increased awareness means that you have to be imaginative. Here are some steps to consider.
Okay.
All right? Any terrorists, listen up and listen good. Get your notepads and your pens out. We're going to go nuclear. First, begin developing a civilian nuclear program. Under the NPT, you are not only entitled to a civilian nuclear program, you may even ask for help from the IAEA. That's what we need to do. I want some nukes. Why can't I have nukes? It's a free country, right? Where's my nukes?
Yeah, no.
Obama!
Where's my nukes? Josh got in trouble for building a pipe bomb in his backyard.
No, I'm not talking about pipe bombs. I'm talking about nuclear warfare.
Yeah, that's a lot larger. Anyway, go
ahead. Nuclear warfare. Google it. So, the IAEA will provide you with the basic ingredients and much of the know-how for a military program. That's what we need first. We need a military. Then we get the nukes. Then we get the power. Then we get the respect.
Then we go to war.
And then we go to war, man! Do you want to go to war? I take you to war, man. Do you want to go to war? I take that kitty to war. Hey, kitty, do you want to go to war?
You can go to war, and I will not visit you when you're in prison.
In fucking Gitmo. Oh, fuck. So you can legally buy a reactor fuel and thus do not have to acquire it by performing hair-raising stunts like those the Israeli pulled in 68 when they had to hijack a ship carrying uranium after France stopped its supplies. As you start building your civilian nuclear infrastructure, which should include nuclear plants to produce plutonium and or uranium, check, and appropriate nuclear research facilities, check.
Plant. Okay, a nuclear plant. Let me just do that.
Aim for the fuel. Aim for the full fuel cycle. Mining, milling, conversion, enrichment. This allows you the greatest possible independence, which you may need later, right? Once you are caught or go public. And let there be no mistake, you will get caught. Really? Nukes? No. But the notion of getting caught need not concern you at this stage. We're not worried about the petty details. You will need to build research and nuclear enrichment facilities at several sites. Some will be publicly declared sites, i.e. they can be inspected by the IAEA. Other facilities, however, will remain secret, preferably underground or in mountainous areas. Hey, you know what we have here?
What?
Mountainous areas.
Yes, we
do. Check. You did not forget to buy advanced drilling equipment, did you? It is within these military facilities that enrichment of reactor-grade uranium to weapons-grade levels, as well as plutonium reprocessing, will take place. If you are not too concerned about raising international suspicions, you can be so bold as to invest in other nuclear activities as well, such as nuclear submarine propulsion. Dubious? Yes. Illegal? No. Ask the Brazilians. Ooh! Hey, what's up, Brazil? You guys got nuclear subs? What's up with that shit, huh? Fuck. So, this is an awesome story here. It's pretty long, though, so I'm not going to read any more of it, but it kind of goes into getting off the ground with it, getting caught, how to control the fallout. Ha ha ha. That's a joke me and the other nuclear scientists joke about.
Yeah, okay.
The fallout. Okay.
That's great.
Fallout boy? No? Okay. Anyway, moving on. Speaking of terrorists, did you know the next weapon in destroying stuff could be coming from your tatas?
My tatas?
Titties! Yes, your tatas.
Why, are they mountainous areas?
No, yes, but no. Breast implants packed with explosives could be used.
Breast implants.
You could get them, though.
And
they could be packed with explosives.
Why would I ever do that?
Because they could be used by terrorists to blow up an airliner, experts have reportedly warned. Radical Islamist plastic surgeons could be carrying out the implant operations in lawless areas of Pakistan, security sources have been told. Explosives experts have reportedly said just 5 ounces of
Come on.
5 seconds on the clock. Pentyrethritol tetrabitrate. Tetrabitrate? That's it. Packed into a breast, or PT for short. Packed into a breast. So just 5 ounces of this stuff, right? Packed into a breast implant would be enough to blow a, quote, considerable hole in the side of a jumbo jet. It would be virtually possible for airport security scanners to detect the explosive if hidden inside a breast, medics have said. So wait, impossible? Because this says virtually possible. That doesn't make sense, right? It would be virtually impossible to detect it if it's in the titty. Which is weird. That's like totally hiding in plain sight. Because if you're a dude, what are you looking at? Fucking titties, right?
Yeah.
Those titties could blow a hole in the side of a jumbo jet. Just keep that in mind.
I wonder if they're doing this like...
suicide bomber style, of course.
Well, I wonder if like... yeah, I guess they would have to know about it.
The Eon says, those freaks at the TSA are just trying to get off. First they get to see people naked with that radar machine. Now they want to feel up women's breasts. What a bunch of assholes.
But I wonder if they're doing it to chicks and they're not knowing it, or they're absolutely
See what you're saying. Like a chick goes in for... is it even legal for Islamist chicks to get breast implants?
Right?
Is it legal for Islamic chicks to have tits? Because I don't think it is.
I don't think it's legal for them to like be showing anything off.
Let alone to augment them. Unless it's
why do you want them to look better? Are you going to show them off outside? No.
Unless it's to blow up some stuff, then maybe
only
I could...
my husband at home.
I can see him doing.
He doesn't want my titties to be larger.
Joseph Farah, a terrorism expert, told The Sun, quote, women suicide bombers recruited by Al-Qaeda are known to have had the explosives inserted in their breasts under techniques similar to breast-enhancing surgery, which is awesome because this, he's saying before that we can make it in, you know, actual implants, they've done this using techniques similar to breast enhancement, you know, like cutting the breast open and dropping C4 into it and then sewing it back up. Yeah, dude.
Pretty much.
It's, you know, it's kind of like getting breast implants, kind of, except they're big and square.
Right.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, have you seen some of the fucked up boob jobs?
I've seen some fucked up boob jobs in my time.
Yeah.
And not
some
like
of them
from-
are kind of like... weird and shapely, like they could be a bomb, okay?
That's, yeah. I mean, I guess you can mold C4, can't you? It's, like, malleable a little bit. You could mold it into the shape of a titty.
Yeah, but...
I'd mold it into a shape of a dick, and I'd put it on a chick. That way the dude would be like, all right, we're gonna have to pat you down. She's like, okay. And he gets there, he's like, whoa! Whoa! Transvestite. You can go.
You can go
Giggy.
Now. Thank you.
By the way, latest Family Guy. Oh God,
that was
so funny. That was so funny. That's all.
No, I didn't.
That's so funny. That's all I'm gonna say. It is so fucking funny.
Giggy.
That was so horrible. Now you just get in here and we'll zip it up, and she'll never know.
Oh man.
Plastic surgeons may also have inserted the chemical into the buttocks of would-be suicide bombers. Oh man. Is this what we've come down to?
Yeah.
Is this what religion has done?
Yes.
I think it's their fault. I'm going to go ahead and blame religion for this one. The discovery was reportedly made after Umar Farouk, blah, 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 a London-educated Nigerian, attempted to blow up an airliner bound for Detroit on Christmas Day with explosives packed into his underpants. Gnomes, what? Take my underpants. Hours after his attack failed, British intelligence services reported picked up chatter from Pakistan and Yemen that alerted them to the bizarre new method. So this failed, and they're like, all right, damn it, go with plan B, bring in the titties. Like, durka, durka, durka. We're getting some chatter here. They're putting it in the titties. What does that mean? I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
One plastic surgeon told The Sun, properly inserted, the implant would be virtually impossible to detect by the usual airport scanning machines. Okay, so impossible.
There's a lot of tissue surrounding
because,
it.
Because, well, right, and that's why I was wondering, but in the first sentence here, it says it would be virtually possible. So
that's a typo.
That's your bad, Heidi Blake. Step your game up. Fuck. Quote, you would need to subject a suspect to a sophisticated x-ray, given that the explosive would be inserted in a sealed plastic sachet? Sachet? S-A-C-H-E-T? Sachet? What
or
is that?
Sachet, that's
I know
like
satchel.
A pouch. It's like a, yeah, it's like a pouch.
A sachet?
Yeah, it's like a pouch.
And would be a small amount, would make it all the more impossible to spot it with the usual body scanner.
I thought it was a pouch. Oh, fuck.
Watch out for those titties. They can kill you. They're crazy.
This makes me think of, like, Austin Powers, where, like, the fembots, they, like,
yeah,
have the little...
Psh, 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 psh,
like titty guns and shit.
Those are awesome. Like, those are awesome. Come on. All right, moving on. Edwardsville, a 34-year-old Alton man was charged Monday with 10 counts of, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Aggravated child pornography. Deputies met with security personnel who told them Holiday had come into the library and had asked workers whether anyone had turned in a flash drive from one of the computers. Hey, you guys seen my little USB flash drive?
No.
Holiday described the flash drive, which belonged to him, and had been turned into the library's lost and found the previous day. Okay. So far, so good.
All right.
What do you think might have been on that flash drive?
Let's find out.
While a library worker was verifying that the flash drive belonged to Holiday, images of child pornography
were found
on the flash drive. Holiday then denied ownership of the flash drive and went to a computer in the library. Oh, no. Not that flash drive.
No,
it looks
no.
like that, but, you know, without the child porn on it.
Right. Although it looked like mine, but I actually have other stuff on mine.
Easy mistake.
I have actual porn on
right.
mine.
I mean, I have, you know, pictures of my Christian wedding on them.
Right.
I'm going to be leaving now.
Yes. Okay? The country, actually.
The country. I'm going to go home and hang myself.
Yeah.
That's so stupid. He knew, too. Do you know what his stomach must have felt like when he looked down and it was gone, dude? That first, like, oh, fuck moment.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit, dude. That's fucked up, man. Oh, well. So, yeah. That's pretty awesome. He's like, nope, that not mine. They contacted the cops afterward. Deputies met with Holiday in the library, eventually taking him into custody and seizing the flash drive as evidence. Holiday was taken to the Madison County Jail in Edwardsville, where he was held pending formal charges. Charges became aggravated because images of children under the age of 13 were found on the flash drive.
Oh, shit.
Very aggravating. Bond, $75,000.
Yeah, he's not getting out for a while.
No, not at all.
Now you're fucked, man.
Speaking of doing weird sexual things, did you hear about this? In China, a 26-year-old woman, 5 years ago, right?
Okay.
Got raped by the canteen operator of her school, like one of the heads of the school or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So she says, he took me to a motel, ching chong ching ching chong, on the pretext of introducing a job to me, ching chong ching chong chow. Little did she know, it was a blowjob! Whoop! Come on!
Christ.
Wait, that's not what... Oh! Ding dong, ding dong.
Oh, God.
Instead, he raped me, of course.
Okay.
Really? Since then, Chen had been controlled by the 40-year-old rapist, Zhang, who... Oh, man. Your names are awesome. Who threatened to reveal the rape to the public if she went against his commands. Is that kind of what you, as the rapee, want to happen? Like, you want to report this to the public or somebody. He's like,
hey, this dude rapes me.
If you don't suck my cock, I'm going to tell them that I've been raping you. Booyah! And then you know what? They're going to cut your cunt off. So there. You want your cunt cut off?
I don't know. The place is a little backwards. You don't know.
I know. I probably don't know. We've heard weirder, right?
You shouldn't dress like that.
That's right.
You know?
Cut out her tongue.
Oh, my God.
She used too much teeth. Knock them out. That's how we roll in fucking Durka Durka land.
Durka Durka.
Fuck, dude. Over the past 5 years, she was always assaulted by the man who also forced her to go for abortions. How many times?
Four.
Six.
Damn.
Six times a lady. Quote, I cannot retaliate because he said he would kill my whole family if I did that. Wow. That's kind of different than telling people he was raping you. You know, it kind of went the other way with that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Chen had been putting up a strong front and kept the sorrow to herself, thinking that everything would be fine as long as she followed his commands. Control O. Control I. Insert. That's how you do it in Codeland.
You're disgusting.
One January morning, she finally broke down when she saw her nude photographs pasted on the walls, lampposts, and trees in her village. Wow.
Huh?
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
I believe he took the photos while I was asleep, she said. Ching chong ching chong ching. I also believe that he wanted to take revenge and shame me because I attempted to run away from him earlier. Ching chong ching chong. That's fucked up. Like, you're doing the raping and now you're putting the pictures up and shaming her?
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
Fuck, dude.
You're gonna get caught, man.
I don't know, dude. Probably not.
You're reading the news story.
Caught. But I don't know, man. I think you're right. Where they're from, like, it's the chick's fault. Huh. Shouldn't have got raped, you whore.
Wow.
She said Zhang had offered her to purchase the photographs for 50,000 RM. I don't know what RM is.
I don't know either.
Yuan. RM Yuan. Yeah, that's not yen, is it? I don't know. Failing which, he would post them, of course, on the internet. A villager said he and Chen's father rushed to clean up the village and picked up more than 200 pictures. Chen's family lodged a police report on March 9th.
Hmm.
And that's it. So I bet dude. I bet in these little fucked up villages, you know, I don't think much is going to get done about that, I got to say.
Huh. We'll have to follow that one and see if anything develops.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see if, you know. I doubt it, though. You know, I really don't think. I think they're going to slap him on the wrist, if that, and they're going to cut her fucking arm off.
They're going to sew her twat up.
Or that. Or
six
that.
Abortions?
I know, dude. You think, though, after Damn. 5 years, like, that's a fucking marriage, you know?
Yeah.
He would be like, I'm going to get another student because you've had six abortions and your insides are actually on the outside now, and I'm not into that. So, a couple more stories here before we call it night. This is a quick one. I just wanted to mention that in Longmont, Colorado, there was a teacher that is in trouble now. You know what she did?
I don't know.
She brought a placenta to school to use as a teaching aid.
What kind of placenta?
Frozen placenta. Lightly salted, what kind marinated. Human, I believe.
I doubt that. Like, because shit like this happens, and it's really not a big deal. Fucking my... I went to a community Christian school
Go ahead.
I went to a community Christian school when I was in preschool and kindergarten, and my kindergarten teacher brought in a heart of a deer's heart, for us to see, because it's similar to ours, you know, it's kind of like conch-shaped, you know what I mean? Like, whatever.
Right.
And, like, we got to touch it and play with it and, like, see it and stuff, and, like, that was not a big deal, okay? Kids, you know, it's cool for kids to see something of... anatomy, you know, real, and they could touch it and they could see it, and they're like,
well, that's what she's saying, that, you know, she had the kids all wearing surgical gloves. They're making a stink about it that the teacher didn't warn anybody, like, it just, there was nothing sent home, that which
it was
really
nine.
It's a baccalaureate school in Longmont for high performing students, so
it was
like
a real
richy uppity kind of school.
Mm-hmm.
So
was a Christian school, and I got to touch a fucking deer heart.
Well, she's a certified nurse midwife, the mother of a fifth grade student. She brought the placenta in to help students learn about human circulation. Wearing surgical gloves, the students were encouraged to feel, poke, and prod the placenta. Every time I hear placenta, I think of that Bloodhound Gang track. Have you seen my something placenta? You guys know what I'm talking about? Really?
What?
Never mind.
I know, like, all their songs.
It's not
that.
A song. It's like one of the in-between things.
Oh.
Have you seen my... I forget what it is. It's something placenta. Someone in the chat will let you know.
Okay.
Maybe. So, yeah, wearing surgical gloves, they got to poke it around and shit. The placenta was sitting in a light blue hospital tray. If you don't know, a placenta is a temporary human organ that joins the mother and her fetus, transferring oxygen and nutrients from the mother to the fetus. And some would say, the soul. The placenta is the soul's highway from the mother to
the baby.
The
placenta is just a fucking sack holding some fluid for the damn baby.
Well, right. That too. Right. Quote, I thought it was horrible, not age appropriate. It's horrible, said Michael Valentine, whose daughter, Kara, was 10.
What grade? Ten.
Okay. She was one of the 22 students in the class. Quote, I just felt a sick feeling in my stomach when I heard she had one, and it was for real, said Kara Valentine. I knew it right away. I didn't want to touch it, but the teacher and midwife were coaxing us to do it. I don't even know what coaxing is. I know it sounds like cock, and I know what cock is. I like cock in my mouth. Can you believe they want me to touch it? Pshaw. A school where parents were asked permission before their children were allowed to watch a speech by President Obama, and where permission is sought for students to watch movies, not asking parental permission to touch and feel a placenta was a shock for the Valentine family. So it's like their whole thing is that, well, you didn't ask. Like, yeah. I'm a teacher. Do I have to? Like, you were cool when we were teaching your kids about sex, right? Like, you didn't want to do that. Cool. We said we'd do it.
Or, like, you're cool when in science, you know, we have your kids dissect frogs so we don't send a fucking note home. But
yeah,
they have the
retarded
option to not do it, and they could sit out of it and say it's against the religion and shit.
Amham says placentas are delish, sauteed with a good Chianti. Chianti? I don't know. I'm not classy.
I'm not classy. placenta in humans back in the like caveman days.
Are you right?
Shit.
This is kind of gross. Okay.
And with animals, most animals, they actually eat their own placenta.
Fucking A.
To get the vitamins and nutrients
but
back
you know
in their
what?
Body. Also, like I think I've told you this before, but they put placenta in shampoos because it's got a certain amount of vitamins and stuff
stem
like
cells.
That. I guess. I don't know. But it's got some kind of awesome vitamin in it that, you know, helps people's hair and shit. And if you look in a lot of, like, high brand fucking shampoos, it'll say some kind of animal placenta.
That's weird.
In it. Yeah.
I'm never using shampoo again. No. It's, that doesn't
bother
me.
Read your fucking ingredients on yours and you'll see.
What I was going to say is, you know, that's fine. Animals eat it. But do animals saute it with a nice Chianti first?
No,
but
Amham's true. He says people eat it. No joke. People
yeah,
do
no
it.
Shit.
They have the option to keep the placenta when
yeah,
you have
that.
A baby at the hospital.
You know, that it's one disgusting. Guy, who's that crazy actor? Matthew McConaughey. He planted his placenta in hope in
planted
like a
it?
Tree. And the tree like is the tree of knowledge because he's nuts. True story. So,
did it grow a baby?
Quote, I was completely astonished and didn't believe what she was saying, said Kara's mother, Christina Valentine. But when I saw the picture, it put everything into perspective. Valentine is talking about the cell phone photo her daughter shot of the bloody placenta to verify what had occurred in her classroom. Quote, I wanted to show them in case they wouldn't believe me, said the fifth grader. The teacher didn't contact the parents beforehand or clear the demonstration with the school principal, according to the district. Quote, this is a case where the good intentions of a teacher and a highly involved parent wanted to bring the real world into the classroom. The exercise was not approved by the district, and that was an unfortunate decision, said the district spokesperson. He declined to say if the teacher was disciplined or if any actions were taken. Oh, it's so horrible that we have a teacher that actually gives a fuck about your annoying-ass kids.
Right.
And is, you know, going that extra mile that all uh-huh. the other teachers seem to lack nowadays, and now you're gonna probably end up disciplining them of some sort, or maybe not, they might not, but chances are the parents make a big enough stink,
yeah,
they're gonna have to do something, you know, they have to set the example, which is retarded. You should be thanking this teacher and giving him a raise for giving a fuck.
Oh god,
that's sad.
That is sad. I would That would be cool. You know, things like that are cool.
I know.
Okay?
I know. You don't got to tell me. I know.
I was so, like, excited to see a deer's heart.
And
I
here's
was like,
where...
Oh, my God. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, that's
as a kid,
could be
like,
in you one of these days.
As a kid, you're like, oh, my God. That was in something living. That is so fucking intriguing.
MDS says, sorry, Matt. You are wrong. It was nasty and the teacher was an idiot. Really?
That's not nasty.
I don't know. I think it's show and tell, man.
Yeah.
I could see it would be wrong if she, like, brought in a lady and, like, watched her give birth and
yeah.
then crapped out the placenta, but Ugh. She brought it in a box, and I don't know. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I really don't.
Yeah.
It's no worse than dissect...
Hopefully she washed it off, because that thing has a smell like no other.
We had to dissect fetal pigs, and that, I mean, that's fine and everything, but what's the difference, you know?
There's no difference, dude.
I didn't have a permission slip. We had to dissect. We never did frogs, but we did fetal pigs.
Yeah, they did pigs
medical
in my high
students,
school, and they did frogs in my high school. They did fucking, what do you call it? Oh, God. Cow fetuses. They were
underdeveloped
fetuses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
MDS says, how about bringing in an abortion? It's not the same. It's not a dead baby. It's the life
that'd
part.
That'd still be cool as shit, but that's me.
Okay, but I see your point, definitely, like, maybe ask first or something, but I don't see that, I don't know, to me it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. We're way mad jaded and desensitized for sure, but, you know, I look at it that the teacher was giving a fuck, like, regardless of what the end piece was. I look at it that that teacher gave a shit enough to plan a fun activity for the kids, regardless of whether it was maybe not the smartest thing to bring in a fucking, you know, placenta. But it looks to me that, you know, she's going that extra mile. And that's
Charlie
cool.
Clown says, seventh grade, the science teacher showed us a live frog cut open with its heart still beating.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's fucking, okay, you know what? That shit, dissecting a fucking pig, dissecting a premature fetus of a fucking cow, frogs, whatever, that's not that far off from a placenta, man. It's
right.
Not that big of a deal.
I mean, granted, it's, you know, human, and maybe that's weird for people.
Maybe
because
it is human.
Human,
maybe,
and
that's
that came out of a twat, and okay, maybe that's weird. But see, what they're saying here is that they're looking at it like it's a health risk because of, where is it here? Bloodborne pathogens, stuff like that. They're having consultations with the chief medical officer for the Colorado Department of Health, the Boulder County Health Department, and several other health professionals. The district has told the parents the chance of any transmission of bloodborne pathogen is unimaginably low, substantially less than a common nosebleed in class or on the school playground. So that's not really the problem, but here's a doctor, Michelle Barron, the director of infection control and prevention at the University of Colorado, disagrees with those assessments. She says the risk is not huge, but it's not zero either. In these types of things, you need complete precautions just to be protected. Barron said the students should have been supplied with goggles and face shields to reduce the exposure to bloodborne diseases. Good. Just baby the fucking kids, so then when they grow up, you wonder why they have no fucking immune systems.
Right.
Because you raise them
all the time
in a fucking bubble. And I get it. You know, getting sick is different than being exposed to bloodborne pathogens, but I don't see the problem.
You're exposed to bloodborne pathogens when you walk down the street.
Their teacher
okay?
had AIDS. Now do you care? Like,
right?
I don't know. That's silly, but I get it. And I understand what they're saying. Maybe they should have been told, permission slip, that kind of thing. But it looks like, I'm almost thinking maybe they didn't. Maybe the teacher and the midwife kind of knew that if we ask, it's going to get shot down.
Yeah.
So we're just going to do it and then be like, oh, we didn't know.
Yeah.
But still, they're going that extra mile for your retarded fucking kids.
Absolutely.
And for that alone, bravo,
yeah.
You know? So, I don't
Maybe
know.
Show
we'll see
a
if,
video.
We'll see if she
know.
Gets in trouble or anything. But I don't think she will, especially where, I don't know. It's a Richey school, so I could see if all the parents get together and they're like, we're thinking lawsuit, then yeah, definitely. But all right, and the last story, I just wanted to talk about this real quick because I added it to thejamhole.com. We have a little menu item called fatality rates. And what that is, it's been a while since we've talked about this, things in the world that we interact with and see every day that kill people more than pot has killed people. And, you know, pot is illegal for now. So to that list, we have added falling icicles and ice blocks.
Okay.
From roofs, right? Like, you see maybe an icicle falls down and impales somebody. They have killed 5 people and injured 147 in St. Petersburg following Russia's coldest winter in 30 years. So, and then I'm not really going to go through this, but I just wanted to mention that, you know, falling icicles and ice blocks have killed more people than marijuana. And it's kind of it's a neat little story. If you guys want to read it, I'll post it on thejamhole.com when I do the show notes tomorrow, about this 28-year-old, and he's going out into the, you know, the world every day. He's kind of comparing it to a war zone, how he's got to keep his eyes on the ground and make sure he doesn't slip on ice, while at the same time keeping an eye overhead to make sure that a giant block of ice doesn't crush him.
Right.
So kind of interesting, though. And there's the latest victim was a 21-year-old. She's been in a coma since February. She was hit by the ice, which was being cleared from a rooftop. So that wasn't even like it falls. That's people up there like
pushing it.
Shim shimmy,
hey,
shim
this.
Shimmy, shim shim. Yeah, like not even looking. And then, yeah, just yeah. She's in a coma now for the last month. So thanks for that. So, pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
That's how it goes, isn't it? Well, you got anything else before we call it an evening here?
Nah, here we go. Update from Big Mouth Podcast. Sorry, folks, no live show.
Oh.
However, the show went awesome. Show will be available tomorrow morning. You're welcome.
Hey, Fag, why didn't you do a live show?
Yeah, no
you
kidding.
You supposedly had the great Jesse Joyce in your fucking place, and
no
you
shit.
Didn't. You didn't put him on live, you fucking pussy. What is your problem? Was he like, no cameras? And hey, guys, like, hey, fucking, I'm Jesse Joyce. Hey, no cameras, please. Giggity.
Or maybe his cameras.
He's such a cool fucker, though. I met him in New York when we went there.
Yep.
He's a cool motherfucker. He's so funny, too. Joyce to the world.
Didn't he sit next to us?
Yeah. That he was the tall one with the big flying saucer-looking eyes. He's so cool. I can't believe you didn't have a live show, you fucking puss.
He probably wasn't there. It's probably an interview on the
phone. I know. It's going to be Josh doing an impression of Jesse Joyce. Like, he would really be in your house.
No, it was going to be on the phone, I bet. Like, a Skype thing.
You know what it is?
Hmm.
Jesse Joyce was playing in Anchorage. So what Josh probably did, this is why it's not live, I'll tell you. He went to the show that Jesse was performing and fucking recorded it. And he's going to edit him in being like, hey, Jesse, glad you're here. Why don't you tell us a joke? And then he'll cut to Jesse, like, doing his set. I know your tricks, Josh. I'm on to you.
Oh, man.
You son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
I know what the fuck you're doing.
Just
I know.
I'd like to add that in there since he just updated that.
I know, right?
Nice little stab. I don't know.
Well, that's cool.
Fuck
that
it.
Is cool that if it is true and you did get him on, that is cool.
So. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. The Wednesday Night Show episode 327 is over. Email us info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. /donate. Please help us survive and pay server
fees.
Help me pay
my car payment.
We spend money so that you can have this show for free. So if you have the means, help us out. If not, whatever. Thejamhole.com/contest. Sign up real quick. Win a free autograph. What do we do now book? We have two. One for a dude. One for a chick. You go to the forums and there's a post there. It's all at /contest. So you have until April 15th. Make sure you get in on that. Also, thejamhole.com/POBOX. Send us a postcard from where you live. We're trying to get postcards of all of our listeners, or as many as we can get, you know, from your hometown, so we can spread them out and stalk you guys. It'll be cool. /Twitter/Facebook/pics. We got the pics from the Sandpoint trip up. Cool, high res, edited, all touched up and pretty looking. We are pretty.
We are.
We're pretty.
We are.
When I think about you, I touch myself. Mm-mm-mm. Fuck yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you guys Friday. Is that it?
Yep,
/Friday. Donate. Give us some cash. We're broke.
Please.
And the store, we got 3 shirts. So we'll see you guys Friday. Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.